This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's a trust? Who needs one? And how are they administered? In the first part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Fred Krakus with Krakus Law Office, Pella. Fred, what's a trust and who needs one?
A trust is a legal relationship between an individual that would create a document, appoint a trustee. Quite often that trustee is the same person that creates the trust, but it could be another person, and the trustee would own assets for the benefit of another individual or individuals, group of individuals maybe, who are called beneficiaries. So there are different types of trust, but in my simple, that's probably layman terms, an individual creates a relationship with a trustee, puts assets into a trust for the benefit of other individuals.
How does that relate to a will? Is it a part of a will? Is that how it works?
It can be. There are different kinds of trusts. If a will states that a trust is going to be created, we call that a testamentary trust, and the trust then is created after the individual passes away. We also prepare what we call inter vivos trusts, which are created during life.
Okay, so you can create a trust. Let's say that you're of some means and you want to create a trust for your grandkids while you're still alive.
That's correct. Yes, that's not an uncommon thing for people with resources to do, is to create a trust for grandchildren.
I'm guessing, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, that pretty much every adult needs a will, but a trust requires something to be put into it, so it requires that you have some means or some money to distribute. Is that right, or are there other kinds?
No, a trust would typically own assets. That is correct, and it is a very useful estate planning tool. One of the more common areas where we use a trust is for families that have young children. Typically, we get a call from young parents who want a last will and testament that will appoint a guardian. If both of the young parents would pass away, they want to know who's going to take care of their children. That would be the guardian. And then when we create that will, that document would also establish a trust for those young children if dad and mom pass away while the children are under a certain age. And that's a testamentary trust. Maybe another family member would be appointed as the trustee to manage that inheritance for those young children until they attain whatever age dad and mom specified. Under law, children become adults at age 18, and most people recognize that teenagers aren't really ready to inherit a sizable estate at age 18. They'd like to have someone else manage that inheritance for them, and the vehicle we use for that is a trust that would be created after dad and mom pass away if the children are under whatever age the parents specify.
More in depth after this.
The This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation about trusts and who needs one and how they're administrated with Fred Krakus with Krakus Law Office. Is it a big learning curve if you're going to administer that trust? I mean, it seems like you'd have to know something.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because it's not uncommon for people to name a family member to serve as trustee. And one of the biggest challenges we have is making sure that the trustee understands what that role is. And it's very, very important for that trustee when that role begins, the trustee needs to consult with a good CPA and or a good attorney to understand what the duties and responsibilities are. It's not uncommon for people to name a trustee because it's a good family member and have that trustee take on those duties without adequate guidance and advice, and then find out some years later that things did not get handled properly. And sometimes it's innocent mistakes that have been made because the person didn't know what the duties and responsibilities were, and money might be misspent or not invested properly and or not accounted for properly. A lot of different things can happen. So the number one thing for trustees to understand when they receive that appointment is to get good advice. Very few people, when they are first appointed as trustees, have any experience or knowledge as to exactly what that role means. So they are well advised to go to a good CPA or an attorney to find out exactly what their duties and responsibilities are so that they don't make mistakes.
Wow, and so that means that the person designating the trustee had better be thinking. I mean, let's say your brother is, you're closest to your brother, but maybe it's a cousin that would be the best person to be the trustee.
Oh, exactly, right. Somebody that's close may not be the best person. People who have good basic understanding of just how to manage a checkbook and keep track of receipts and disbursements, that's pretty important. I often say to people, with your own checkbook, you don't need to report to anybody what you do with your money. But if you're handling somebody else's money, if you're acting as trustee, you better account for every penny. So you better know how, at a minimum, to document things in a checkbook ledger. You don't need to be computer literate. You don't need to know how to do a QuickBooks report, but you better be able to write down, be prepared to write down everything in a checkbook ledger so that the beneficiaries or the court or whoever may ask you for an accounting, you've got it all right there.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation about trusts and who needs one and how they're administrated with Fred Krakus with Krakus Law Office. So does the trustee have to know the person pretty well that they're administrating the assets for, to try to think what they would want, or can it be a disassociated, disinterested third party?
Well, there are some definite benefits to having a trustee who's familiar with the needs of the beneficiary, definitely. That's one of the advantages of naming a family member. A family member would know, if we're talking about minor children, the trustee would be familiar with the needs of those young children, and would probably also, equally important, would the trustee would have an understanding of the values of the parents, so that the money can be managed, the assets can be managed and distributed to or for the benefit of those children in a manner similar to what the parents would have done. That's one of the challenges that an institutional trustee might face. They wouldn't have that same relationship and knowledge concerning those beneficiaries.
Well, that also might be a benefit, too, because somebody that knows everybody, and if they're administering the trust in a way the children didn't appreciate, that might cause some tension in that relationship, or for an institutional administrator, trustee, that wouldn't happen.
Well, there are always risks of having tension when people know that their inheritance is managed by a trustee. Yes, there are challenges inherent in that. Good communication is critical so that everybody understands what their role is, what the purpose of the trust is. And I always emphasize that at least the way we create trusts, the beneficiaries are not denied their inheritance. It's simply a matter of naming someone else to manage it for them until they attain a certain age. But during that period of time, the trustee is authorized to make distributions to or for the benefit of those children so that they have the benefit of their inheritance, but they don't make the final decisions as to what assets they receive from the trust. The trustee is going to make those decisions for them.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation about trusts and who needs one and how they're administrated with Fred Krakus with Krakus Law Office. So the person who creates the trust, I bet you sit down with them and make sure everything, their intentions are laid out in black and white.
Well, we try to, but most people don't have occasion to think through that because, first of all, they're not familiar with the trust concept themselves. They're, like I said, primarily concerned with naming a guardian. So when I introduce the trust concept to them, most people say, yes, I think that's a vehicle I would like to use. But most people who are creating trusts or putting trust language in their wills have never experienced a trust themselves, so they don't really know how to think through it. We have to do our best to give them a basic document that we think is going to be appropriate for the needs of their family and emphasize the importance of naming a good trustee who will exercise discretion on behalf of those beneficiaries. But it's pretty difficult to spell out all the details concerning how the assets are going to be invested and how the assets are going to be distributed because nobody's ever been down that path before. It's hard to envision what those circumstances might be in the distant future. So we just have to do our best to create a basic document that we hope will work and name a good trustee who we know will make sound decisions and get good advice on behalf of those beneficiaries.
And this is all part of a broader concept called, that I would call it, estate planning. Is that right?
It certainly is. Specifically, what we're talking about here is estate planning for young families. But the same concepts apply to trust for older people. Yes, it's all part of the estate planning process.
What's the biggest or most common mistakes that people make in all of this process?
Well, I'm sure the most common mistake is not planning at all and not having any documents in place. And one of the things we see when people have wills that are good legal documents, one of the things people do sometimes is forget to take a look at the beneficiaries that they have on their life insurance and retirement funds. For a lot of people, some of their biggest assets are retirement funds and life insurance. And those assets that have named beneficiaries will not be controlled by the last will and testament or the trust generally. So it's equally important, sometimes more important, to review those beneficiary designations and make sure that they are correct and that they all match up. It's surprising how often people overlook that. And we find out after the fact, in other words, after somebody passes away, that there's either no beneficiary or the beneficiaries are just different than what stated in the will or the trust. And then, yeah, that the inevitable result is anguish because family members are puzzled as to how this could have happened. So as part of our estate planning, when we create the will or the trust, we emphasize that it's equally important to review the beneficiary designations. And if we can't find that document, the beneficiary designation on a life insurance policy or retirement fund, the easiest and best thing is just to fill out a new beneficiary designation form. Don't tear the house apart looking for the old one. If you don't know where it is, just get a new form and fill it out the way it's supposed to be so everything matches up with what's being written in the last will and testament or the trust.
Any last words of advice you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would say that I really enjoy helping people of all ages with their estate planning. It's very gratifying to give people that peace of mind, and I emphasize the importance of doing it properly because we see a lot of situations where plans are not put together properly or not communicated properly, and for lack of a better word, we call that family law for dead people. After someone passes away, and if the plan isn't good or it hasn't been communicated properly, there's a lot of problems. And our goal, every day we come to work, our goal is to try to help people avoid that, to put together a plan so that there's peace in the family and peace of mind for our clients.
Thanks to Fred Krakus for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.